A battle is coming over the school funding formula overhaul introduced in the Senate's version of the budget yesterday, which basically blows up the one proposed in the House that school groups and education advocates supported. The House budget calculates per-student aid based on 60% property taxes, 40% income. The Senate plan uses teacher salary, a student-teacher ratio, and other money. Scott DeMauro at the state's largest teachers union, the Ohio Education Association, says the Senate plan ignores why Ohio's way of funding schools was ruled unconstitutional in 1997. First, the reliance on property taxes.
The House plan addresses that. The Senate plan does not. And then the second thing that the Supreme Court said is that there is not a commitment to adequately fund our schools that's tied to the actual cost of educating a child. The House plan addresses that. The Senate plan does not.
Senate leaders said their formula is more sustainable and predictable than the House plan and puts nearly $223 million more into schools than the House budget does. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.